See if you can let yourself just simply relax into all of the changing cognitions that you're having. By that I mean, relax into all of the sounds that you hear. Relax into the physical sensations of the body. The cognition of the breath. Any cognitions in the mind, just simple thoughts or fantasies. Feelings. Allow everything to be as it is, without trying to orchestrate the experience. Just simply relax. Be relaxed and interested. A sense of interest. And objectivity. Let the body and mind relax into the environment. Let the body be part of the environment. The body is part of this environment. It's part of this room. It's one of the objects in the room. Let yourself be aware to the sense of touch and the sense of sound, sense of hearing. You can be aware of the room and of the outside because of the sound you have, a sense of dimension. The sounds give a sense of dimension. And be aware of this physical body seated in the room. Notice your awareness of the physical body used to the sense of touch, sense of taste, sense of smell to a certain extent. And what is external to the body is aware, you're aware of that primarily through the sense of hearing. But even with your eyes closed, through these two sense organs, you're aware of the dimension or of the environment which includes this physical body. Notice that all of your cognitions and every part of your cognition, like for instance, right now the sounds that I'm hearing and the physical sensation of my body, I hear slight movements in the room, I hear breathing, my own breathing and the breathing of others. I hear the children outside. All of these cognitions, without exception, are pervaded by awareness. Equally, every cognition and every part of every cognition equally enjoys awareness. There is no cognition nor any part of a cognition that is not pervaded by awareness. Just notice the simple fact of that. What does pervaded mean? In reference to the relationship between consciousness, awareness, I'm using that synonymously, consciousness, awareness. And a given cognition, I can't remove the cognition from awareness as though there's a pervader and a pervaded. there is no cognition apart from awareness. Awareness pervades the cognition as the very being of the cognition, like the clay pervades the pot, as the very being of the pot. Your being, your awareness, is the being of the sounds external to the body, as well as the physical sensations in the body. Your being is not just the self of the body. It is as much the self of the sound. Of the wind. Of the perception. Of the thought. Conscious being that you are is the being of all cognitions, of all objects, the body and the mind. Being as objectified, as the sounds, my pervasiveness of all that is easy to understand in reference to a subjective thought. If I ask you to think of a meadow, yourself sitting meditating in a meadow, the birds are chirping, a gentle breeze is blowing, and the grass is soft. If I say you are the being, the self of that entire meadow, you are the being of the birds and of the wind and of the grass, you are the self of the whole, and you are the self of every part of the whole. You'll say yes. That's clearly my experience. There is nothing in my imagination of the meadow that is other than me or away from me. I'm the self of the meadow. I'm the truth of the meadow. I am the very being of the meadow. The meadow is no less me than the body seated meditating in the meadow. I am as much the meadow and the birds and the wind. as I am the individual seated, meditating in the meadow. I am the meadow, and I am also free from the meadow, because if I ask you to withdraw that imagination, the meadow is gone, and you, the being of the meadow, remains. The experience of this room, of this body, of the sounds outside, is the same in that there is no part of my experience that's away from me. I am the changeless being that is the self of every cognition. Mm-hmm.